Good evening. This is Akash Bani, the news read by Shubhasachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, which begins today. During the three-day gathering, Mr. Modi will participate in all sessions and present India's key priorities, including global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition, and reforms in global governance. This marks PM Modi's 12th G20 summit appearance since taking office in 2014. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the government is taking several steps to improve the lives of citizens. She stressed that skills and strengths of people must be harnessed for the nation's development. The president today addressed a special session at Prasanthi Nilayam, Puttaparthi, commemorating the centenary of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. She paid homage to Sri Satya Sai Baba at the Sai Kulwant Hall. Appealing for collective participation, the president said spiritual organizations, NGOs, private sector and citizens all have an important role to play. She said India can become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 with the collective efforts of all. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the workers of the country on the nationwide implementation of the new labor codes. In a social media post, the minister said that these codes, crafted under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, represent the biggest reform in the history of labor laws. Mr. Shah said that these codes guarantee minimum wages to workers, social security, equal opportunities for women workers, and legal recognition for gig and unorganized workers. He said these laws will improve the standard of living for workers and become a role model for the world. Industry leaders across various sectors have welcomed the implementation of four labor codes in the country, called it timely and essential for modern economy. They said the move will also boost formal job creation, expand social security net, and streamline compliance. The president of the National Front of Indian Trade Unions, Dr. Deepak Jaiswal, said around 50 crore people are working in the unorganized sector, and their minimum wage will now be fully ensured with the implementation of the new labor codes. The Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh, BMS, has welcomed the implementation of four new labor codes. BMS National Secretary Girish Arya said that this decision is the biggest reform made in favor of workers since independence. Delhi police has busted a racket of international arms traffickers linked to Pakistan's intelligence agency, ISI, and arrested four suspects. In a coordinated operation, the crime branch recovered 10 sophisticated pistols, including 5 manufactured in Turkey and 3 made in China. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Joint Commissioner of Police Crimes, Surinder Kumar, said the racket had been supplying arms to notorious gangsters. He said that the network used drones from Pakistan to smuggle high-end foreign pistols. Indian Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda flagged off the Sardar Advait 150 Unity March in New Delhi today, commemorating the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Addressing the event, Mr. Nadda highlighted that a series of events have been organized across the country to honor the legacy of Sardar Patel. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that today's new world requires a new United Nations and international order to tackle global conflicts. Mr. Singh was speaking at the International Conference of Chief Justices of the World in Lucknow yesterday. He said the UN could have played a much stronger role in global conflicts such as Israel-Hamas and Ukraine-Russia and in humanitarian crisis unfolding in Sudan. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, reviewed the implementation and utilization of PM Gati Shakti in the state at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. State Chief Secretary Manish Gupta, Commissioner of Planning Ankur Garg, and other officials attended the meeting. The governor emphasized that every department of the state must make full and effective use of PM Gati Shakti repository while planning and executing developmental projects. He said that the powerful platform, with its wealth of integrated data, can significantly enhance the state's ability to plan smarter, avoid delays, and ensure better coordination across sectors. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.